you to the Wrestling with Life podcast.
Hi, wrestling fam. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Wrestling with Life and another Monday morning motivation, baby. I'm your host, Em Led, as always on the mic. And if you're new to the podcast, this is the podcast for you. If you are an ambitious person who wants to get out of your head and grab life by the freaking balls, we have new episodes every single Monday and Tuesday where we get out of our heads together, baby. I get really vulnerable. I spill the tea on my life experiences. Sometimes I get guests on and we dive into how we can step into our most authentic selves. Today, you guys, I have an amazing topic to share with you for Monday motivation to help you get your day and your week started off right. One of the biggest truths that you will ever learn and need to accept in your life is that nothing is personal. You can't take shit personally at all. What if I told you that the way that other people treat you literally has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them? Well, I'm telling you that. That's exactly what I'm telling you because it's true. If you guys have not read a book by the title of The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, you need to get this book ASAP. And I need to shout out my friend Peter who told me about this book. We read it together a few months ago and this shit has not left my mind and it has changed the way that I see everyday interactions with people so much. Historically, I used to be the type of person that took everything personally. When people disrespected me, when someone cut me off in traffic, when someone wasn't interested in me romantically, when I got rejected from a job, I didn't get a job that I wanted. I took that shit so incredibly personally. And something that I have learned through reading this book, which you gotta read this book, is that that shit had nothing to do with me. And I'm gonna explain to you why. What other people say and do is simply a projection of their own reality. And when I say projection, it means that everybody thinks that everyone else sees the world the same way that they do, right? I'm guilty of this. I think we're all guilty of this. We see the world through our own very limited lens. And this lens is shaped by how we grow up, our childhood, our nurture, our nature, basically our biological makeup, and then how our parents take care of us, what kind of experiences we have that lay the foundation of our life. It's impacted by that. It's impacted by other people that we meet, by the agreements that we form with ourselves very early on, the beliefs that we create about ourselves. And then how we interact with the world around us is influenced by that foundation that was laid, right? Our projection. So for example, if someone grows up in a super abusive home where mom and dad are physically abusing them, verbally abusing them, they are going to grow up most likely and believe that they have to do certain things to make other people happy to avoid getting abused. Like a lot of times you see people pleasers grow up as parent pleasers. They have to keep the home under control. So maybe they manipulate situations or lie to keep bad things from happening. Now, that's not every single person who's been in that situation, but that's one example, right? Even if you have one experience where maybe you're bullied really severely in middle school and people are constantly making fun of your appearance, you're going to grow up believing that you're ugly and you could be the most beautiful person in the world. But because these kids teased you in school, you then grow up with the belief that you're ugly and that you're not worthy and that you're not desirable. And so then the way that you interact with the world is completely influenced by that, right? So I need you to keep in mind, wrestling fam, that every single person has their own story. They have their own way that they grew up, how they were raised, and that influences how they're going to interact with you, how they're going to interact with other people, how they're going to interact with themselves and life in general. So they're never going to clearly be able to see you for all that you are. They are going to project their own reality upon you forever, and you're going to be doing the same thing to other people. So when someone treats you horribly, when someone is mean to you and rude to you, that is a reflection of their internal world, how they see the world, what's going on in their mind. even for me personally, I can think of times that I have to go back and apologize to people because I'm not in a good space mentally and I take out my anger or my frustration on them. And I mean to them, and it has nothing to do with them and has everything to do with my mind and how I'm feeling. It's not personal at all. So I need you to realize that when people are mean to you, when they hate on you, when they wish bad things upon you, that is coming from a projection of their reality. And that shit has nothing to do with you. Nothing. What I'll also say is that hurt people hurt people. Do you think people on the internet who are constantly spreading hate comments are in a good place with themselves mentally? That they're sitting at home behind a computer spreading hate on the internet? No. So don't you ever take a mean comment from a troll personally. Hurt people hurt people. Do you think the coworker that you have who is constantly grumpy and who is always very short and dismissive with you has anything to do with you? Or do you think they probably treat most people in their life that way? Do you think that Susie, who gossips about you and spread rumors about you, do you think that she is doing okay on the inside? Do you think that she is at peace with herself and secure and has a lot of confidence? No, babe. If she's running her mouth about you, Susie is not okay with herself. The way that people treat you has literally nothing to do with you. Attacks on other people, it's often a projection of jealousy, insecurity, frustration, or an ego that's just hurting, baby. And that shit has nothing to do with you. Another point I have, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. When I see trolls on the internet say things to me that I'm like, whoa, like that could not be farther from the truth. Like, are you well that you just said that? I don't let it ruin my day. I'm indifferent. I don't care because I just know that that person is not okay with themselves. And I know it doesn't have anything to do with me. When you are in a good place mentally, when you're at peace with yourself, you don't let other people's projections onto you trigger you because you know that that shit has everything to do with them. I don't then get hateful towards those other people. I don't return hate with hate. I actually a lot of times return hate with love because I know that that person probably needs it because they're not in a good place. I'm convinced that haters are people who have the capacity to love you, but just don't know that they love you yet. Because hate and love, if you really look at those two emotions, they have a lot in common. They're very intense feelings. You ever see like two people in a romance movie who start off hating each other and then fall in love? That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. If you have the capacity to hate somebody, you also have the capacity to love them. You have to look inward and figure out why you hate them so much. That shit has everything to do with you and nothing to do with them. So to wrap it up, y'all, here are some things that I used to take personally that I just don't take personally anymore because I know it has nothing to do with me. When someone comments something mean on one of my posts, I don't take that shit personal anymore. When people are gossiping about me, I don't take that shit personal anymore. Actually, I kind of take it as a compliment and I'm like, they're a fan. If someone cuts me off in traffic or flicks me off, I don't take that shit personal. If someone doesn't like me, I don't take that shit personal. I don't like everyone either. Not everybody is for me. I'm not for everybody. I don't take that shit personal. You like me, you hate me, it doesn't matter. People misunderstanding me, I used to have such a need to like explain myself to everyone. And now when people just don't gel with me, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I probably don't gel with you either. Like, I don't really find a need to like explain myself to everyone anymore. I don't take it personally if I don't get a job or an outcome that I want anymore. I don't take it personal when I don't vibe with someone that I'm going on a date with. I don't allow that to upset me. I'm like, okay, we're just different people. It's not personal. We're just not compatible. I have only ever been rejected one time in my life by a man. And I took that shit so personally when it happened. And in hindsight, I had a very aggressive approach because it takes a lot for me to like someone and have a crush, y'all. So when I had a crush on him, I was very aggressive and was basically like, why aren't you in love with me? Like, I like you. Like, aren't you attracted to me? Don't you like me? Like, why isn't this happening? And not the best approach in hindsight, But when he wasn't interested, I took it so, so personally. And after further reflection, I realized that we weren't compatible at all. Like he, I won't say the details, but I'll just leave it at we weren't compatible. And I couldn't see that at the time, but he could. So like stepping back and realizing that, I'm like, okay, if someone ever rejects me again, that's never going to be personal. It's going to be because it wasn't meant to be. It's not rejection, it's redirection. He could see something that means we weren't going to work out. And if that's the case, like he saved me time. He saved me time, effort, and energy. I'll also say another thing I don't take personally anymore is when people let me down and break promises. And when I say personal and I don't take it personal, this doesn't mean that I don't have emotions, right? This doesn't mean that I'm a robot and I'm just like, meet more, like, I'm not going to take that personally, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, sometimes you still have your emotions. But then after you think about it and you really, you know, kind of assess the situation, you're like, okay, yeah, that actually didn't have anything to do with me. I'm not going to take that personal. So someone letting me down or breaking a promise to me, that's a reflection of their character, not mine. And yeah, it's probably disappointing, especially if you love that person and you didn't think they were going to let you down. But you also realize that had nothing to do with my quality as a person. That had everything to do with their character. I don't take it personal anymore when someone intentionally hurts me. I don't go out of my way to hurt other people. So if someone does that to me, I realize that, again, reflection of them, not me. And lastly, I don't take it personal when I'm not included in plans. I think a lot of times, especially if you're in a big group of people, people will often hang out last minute, throw together plans, and they don't think of everyone in the group. If they don't think about you, then your presence wasn't highly wanted there anyway. So it's like, why do you want to be included somewhere where people aren't dying to spend time with you, you know? So it's not personal. It's just sometimes you don't belong in certain places. And rather than trying to like force yourself into those places or with those certain people, you kind of recognize like, hey, this isn't rejection. It's redirection. It's not personal. It's not meant for me. If you want more peace and more contentment in your life, the easiest way to do that is to realize that nothing is personal, baby. Nothing is personal. And I hope that gives you some encouragement and some peace as you go about your week. If you guys liked this episode of Monday Morning Motivation and of Wrestling with Life, please go drop me a 5-star review wherever you listen so that we can keep growing this motherfucking podcast. I love you, wrestling fam. I'm thankful for you guys. Have a great week. Over and out. Bye.